So it's all about freshness and the smell and how it feels. But what about sustainability?
This is another point. Of course, we can say we always buy the freshest products. But if you have a farmer nearby, I think you should go there as well and support them, because their dedication to these products are really high and they really take care. And maybe it was not the best weather to go out on the field and to get a salad today. So it might look a bit different than in the supermarket. But if you go there and support them, that helps as well, that maybe next time it looks a little better. So for me, it's half and half. It's, of course, the look, the smell, the taste, because as a chef, I'm always responsible, not just for creating dishes that look great, but on the other hand, they should be as well healthy. We need all the ingredients, all the stuff that is inside your veg and fruit and fish that is healthy for your body. I can, of course, cook stuff and lay on the plate. They look nice, but they are overcooked. There are no vitamin C inside, but that's not my job. So on the other hand, I think it's very important to support those farmers as well.
So during your training courses and sessions, you have direct contact with the participants. Do you notice a growing awareness of sustainable cooking, or is this a less important topic? What is important to the people you talk to?
Well, when you have a closer look to those customers coming in, they highly recommend sustainable cooking. That's for sure. But sometimes it feels like, for some, not for all, it's more like a trend. And there's still, I have to move myself for sustainable cooking, like shopping clever, like going to the market only once a week, organize myself. And as you said before, when you have a job that takes some time and that you have to invest really a lot of your time into, you're not that keen to cook at the evening. So they want to have appliances that help during the day or for all day cooking. They want to have it fast. They want to have delicious food. I'm not sure really in the first place if the sustainable cooking is easy for them. It's not that easy for us at all, for me as well. Even if you think of cooking for many, many people, that brings problems as well. But still, sustainable cooking or sustainability is still a big topic. I think we have to show them how to do it, because some of them, they don't really know. They don't really know how to organize your all-day cooking. So at the end of the week, you have used all your stuff up. They like to cook for certain events at home. They're having guests. They go out for shopping and have a nice menu, a nice evening or dinner. That's kind of important too for them. But sometimes I think we have to take them by the hand and show how to do sustainable cooking and how to create. So that's our job, to provide recipes, to provide appliances that helps them a lot.
So it's also your job to show people how to live and eat and cook sustainable and how to use our appliances to do this. Are there other ways to learn to cook or to shop sustainably?
As you know, we have our Miele app, and I think that helps really, really a lot because of these various functions. When I do our YouTube sessions that I do in the German market, I'm standing in front of camera and showing our customers how the appliances work. I give advice and tips how to use them. And I always tell them, take our Miele app. If you have questions concerning how can I use my specific DGC at home, what kind of recipe can I use? And I tell them, take our Miele app. We have more than 2,500 recipes in this little device in your hand that you can use for all day cooking. It helps even when it comes to shopping, because you take the recipe, you tell the app, okay, we are 4 people at home, or maybe tomorrow 6. And the shopping list will just adjust to your number of guests that you have at home. Some appliances like the DGC help with all day cooking. There's one feature called mix and match. I really love to show that one, because you tell the app what is in your fridge. And next step is, okay, now I've told my device that I have a salad or I have some peppers or chicken or bread, whatever. What am I going to do next? So the next step is it tells you how to cut your potatoes, how to slice your tomato, how to prepare the meat for the skewer, for example. And you put it all on one plate. And when it comes to the moment that you have to do the setup, like the settings, temperature, duration, etc., you don't have to do that. In the app, you tell the mix and match feature that you want to cook it right now. You send all these settings to the appliance itself. It magically goes on. It knows exactly what to do. You put your plate in the cavity, and after 25 minutes, you have one meal on a plate. Just a plate. No pots, no pans. You have a clean hob at home. That is really convenient. And I like to show that very much.
Well, our appliances, our services, they help people to cook better and to cook more sustainable. Thank you very much, Toby. You have told us today about possibilities to preserve our valuable food. As for me, I'm going to think more about it at home and try the weekly cooking plan. Thank you so much for being with us.
Maybe I can add one more thing. When it comes to cooking and sustainability and cooking with friends, family, never forget cooking is all about having fun and a good time, right? So this is always one of my first topics.
Thank you. Great words for closing our podcast. Thank you, Toby. I don't know which of Toby's tips you are going to implement at home, but I have an extra tip for you. Have you ever heard of food sharing? Food sharing, as the name suggests, is about sharing food and passing it on to others so that it doesn't end up in the bin. The concept is simple but effective. Individuals or even entire companies pass on surplus, but of course still edible, food to others. This can be done directly, for example, by giving it to organizations that look after those in need, people who have little money or are even homeless, or by arranging via digital platforms. Another option is local initiatives where community fridges or designated places are set up where people can drop off or take away surplus food. In this way, food sharing not only helps to combat food waste, but also promotes a sense of community and the joy of sharing with others. Perhaps there are local food sharing initiatives in your city. If not, but the topic is close to your heart, why not set up an initiative yourself? That's it for today on Sustainability at Miele, the podcast for a better tomorrow. Thank you for listening to us. Stay tuned for future episodes with interesting guests and even more topics about sustainability at Miele. If you would like to give us feedback or have suggestions for future episodes, please write to us at sustainability@miele.com. Until next time, stay green and healthy.
Sustainability at Miele.